You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Our next story is also about radio, specifically how it gets made. Here at Cross Currents, one of the first assignments we give the fellows in our audio academy is an interview from our partners at StoryCorps. They listen to a 40-minute conversation between two loved ones, then they pick out the best parts and then edit and craft a 3 to 4 minute piece. Not an easy undertaking. Usually everyone gets a different interview, but this year, we made a mistake. Amber Miles and Marisol Medina Cadena didn't know they had the same StoryCorps interview until they were finished. In the interview, Marcelina Delgadillo speaks with her longtime partner, Peg Lum, about many different aspects of her life. She shares her memories growing up with a Chicano activist father who campaigned with Cesar Chavez and Fred Ross. And she talks about how meditation and martial arts inspired her journey to come out to herself, her husband, and her adult son. Marisol and Amber found two different stories in the same interview. Let's first take a listen to the story Amber Miles found.
You know, I never really realized that I was lesbian. Talk about denial. It was like it never occurred to me, I swear.
So how'd that happen?
Well, I was married for 25 years. I got married out of high school to John Paganetti, and I had a son, Chris. We had a really good life. We owned a business, a little printing business on MacArthur Boulevard. And so we owned the business, and I felt like John, that he had always wanted to be a printer and own his own shop. So I felt like I, now that I think about it, I had paid my dues to my family, to my culture, to everybody. And I began to meditate every day, trying to figure out why I was never really that happy. And, you know, it's very emotional for me. I would ask for, you know, what is happening? What am I supposed to do? I have not a clue. I don't understand. I was kind of like having a little bit of a breakdown, and all of a sudden I heard this voice say, go to the dojo. I just thought, no, I'm not going to go do martial arts. That's ridiculous. Then later I was saying, well, you know, you did promise. You know, So I went, oh, geez, okay. Well, I'll just go. It'll just be like a week or 2 weeks.
You didn't know anybody?
Not a soul. And in fact, when I showed up, they went, what the hell is this person doing? They were nice, though. I mean, they said, oh, how did you find us? I said, well, I don't.
Voice told me.
Well, I said, I just felt like I needed to come. Then, about a month later, I got really angry because I realized that all the things I was learning at the dojo were self-protection things. I had never rolled around on the floor with somebody, and you know, you have to pull somebody over your shoulder and throw them on the ground. And whatever, I didn't know how to make a proper fist. I didn't know how to do a proper kick. I did by that time. But I thought, what the hell? Everybody's been teaching me to be like a little, like, I couldn't protect myself. I couldn't be independent. I had to always be with other people, you know? So I was really coming out to myself. I didn't need any other person, you know. Right. It was like for me to live the authentic life. But, you know, poor Chris, my son, is like, oh my God. And then Celeste, my sister, said, Marcy, didn't you know? I said, no, I didn't have any idea. She goes, oh my God. You know, it's like, so, and eventually I moved out. And then by the time we met, you know, I had been out to myself and to my family for about a year, you know.
Well, they thought it was something really bad or something.
Well, it was. Well, first of all, they were very upset that, you know, they had had John as a brother, as a son-in-law, and, you know, Dad actually put money into the business and all. That all worked out.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we were a family. That's how we worked together, all of us. I hadn't even gotten divorced because John was real upset. Of course he was. And so.
Yeah, I don't feel that, because when we got together, I felt that, I don't think your family really, it wasn't like in their face until you and I got together.
Right.
And I felt,
that's true. When you see somebody with another person, and the person is butch, you go, oh. But, you know, now they say, you know, that mom said, I really like her better than she whispered to me, because, you know, you fit into the family perfectly. I also, my life has been different because I thought I would go along just, you know, the regular life of the married woman. And I just never even considered that I would have a gay life, that I would be. But it's really been an amazing thing. I feel so much more centered in myself. And I think my family feels it too.
I've been happy. I it just seems like yesterday, it's been like 20 years. I mean, it's unreal.
It's just unreal.
That was a StoryCorps interview edited and produced by Amber Miles, a fellow in our Audio Academy training program. Now, let's hear the story that Marisol Medina Cadena selected from the same conversation.
My dad was really acutely aware of the disparity and poverty of Chicanos in the United States. It was very intense in those days. My dad became totally involved in that struggle. And, you know, African-American people in Oakland were the examples, and they were also mentors to my dad. They all worked together. My name is Marcelina Delgadillo.
My name is Peg Lum. We are domestic partners for 20 plus years. I like the story about when your dad was trying to get the vote out for the Latin community.
Yeah, Dad was one of the primary people in Oakland that began this organization called the Community Service Organization, the CSO. And their main task was to register voters in California, in, you know, Oakland especially. And Dad actually would take myself and my sister, who was like a year and a half younger, Tina, and we would go to Housewives Market, and we were to go up to the doors, and we were saying, vote. Hey, mister, come and vote. Have you voted yet? All kinds of variations of that. And then the people would go, what? Little kids? And they'd start talking to us, and then we'd point to my dad, who was sitting right near us. And then pretty soon they were sitting down and signing the thing to vote. Or we would have to go after school and walk around the neighborhood with Dad and sign up people to vote. And then Dad even signed up the nuns at the school. That's the thing about my childhood. It was Catholic and it was political.
Okay, one more story about the farm workers.
Yes, because that was the story where the initial organizers of voting rights in California, Fred and Cesar Chavez. But I didn't know who that was. And so they were in the kitchen, and I was listening, and that's how I heard, you know, that they wanted Dad to go down to the Central Valley and register voters. And so he did, and then we got to meet Cesar. I mean, he was a very humble kind of person, sincere kind of person. He talked to us kids, you know, and Dad liked working with him. And they were united in the struggle.
I just want to say I'm very honored to have known your dad and the political work that your family has done, and I'm really honored.
That was a StoryCorps interview produced by Marisol Medina Cadena. Jimmy Delgadillo, Marcelina's father, later went on to become one of the founding members of the Unity Council, a long-standing institution based in Oakland's Fruitvale District. So, two stories from one interview. I'm joined now by KELW Audio Academy fellows Marisol and Amber in studio to talk about how they approached the editing process.
Hi, ladies.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
So let's start with you, Marisol. What was going on in your head?
I loved the challenge, but when I finally started cutting, I was feeling really torn. Like, which do I give more weight? I really think hearing a coming out story by a Chicana is really important because there's not a lot of those heard. I mean, there's a lot of queer Chicanas in this world, but not a lot of media representation. But then I also felt like, wow, her story about growing up in West Oakland at a time where there was a lot of Black and Brown solidarity is also a story that's rarely heard. Oakland history sometimes can leave out Latinos. Mm. And I think that was really cool to have the chance to edit that part.
Mm-hmm. Amber, what was the entire process like of taking it from this whole life to a story?
I mean, for me, I tried to find a story that had a beginning, middle, and end. And also, I was drawn to the fact that she was there with her partner, so doing the coming out story kind of made sense to me, since it was kind of both of their stories in a way. And so, yeah, so I pared it down. But the whole time while I was paring down that story, I kept some of the best stories that ended up in the alternative version, namely when Marcelina was a child, her and her sister helping her dad at the market get people to sign up for voting. I thought that was brilliant and really great imagery. So it was really hard. And then I actually, towards when we didn't know we were working on the same story till right. like very close to the end. And so it was a great sense of relief to be able to talk about it and know that you were actually using the pieces that I wish I could have used. But if that weren't the case, I guess there'd always be a little bit of disappointment that not everything's going to be in there.